Hello, and welcome to another edition of the 5 Minute Philosophy Podcast. I'm not Lottie Pike, your usual host. I'm Peter West, a teaching fellow in early modern philosophy at Durham University. Okay, idealism, broadly speaking, is the philosophical idea that everything in reality is mental. A little bit more specifically, it's the view that everything that exists is either a mind or something that exists in a mind. The word idealism, when it's used in the context of metaphysics, has nothing to do with being hopeful or optimistic. This kind of somewhat far-fetched philosophical position is called idealism because if it's true, it means that all the things we usually think of as physical objects, tables, chairs, cats, dogs, footballs, and football pitches, are ideas, things that exist in minds. As out there as this view might sound, idealism was a widespread view amongst European philosophers in the 19th century, particularly following the German philosopher Immanuel Kant. However, an earlier version of idealism was defended by the Irish philosopher George Berkeley, and that's Berkeley, not Berkeley, right? In the first half of the 17th century. Berkeley, who was a contemporary of other Irish greats like Jonathan Swift and Edmund Burke, argued that idealism naturally follows if you take seriously the empiricism, which is the idea that all our knowledge comes from experience, that was made popular by the English philosopher John Locke. Incidentally, by the way, Swift and Berkeley were friends, and the story goes that Swift would mock Berkeley by refusing to open the door for him, making the point, if it only exists in your mind, you shouldn't need me to open it for you. Berkeley once described idealism, which at this point was far from being a widespread view, as the amazing though obvious truth. To which we might ask, what on earth could he have meant by this? The view that everything exists in a mind certainly sounds amazing, in a sense of kind of unbelievable, but it seems far from obvious. You might also ask, how can something be amazing and obvious at the same time anyway? I've thought about this comment a lot. I did my PhD on Berkeley in Dublin. And my own view is that there's two factors that can help us explain this remark. First, as I said, Berkeley, like John Locke and the later Scottish philosopher David Hume, was what, looking back on this time period, we tend to call an empiricist. He's someone who thinks that all knowledge comes from experience. And his simple, perhaps obvious insight was that everything we experience exists in our mind. How so? Well, Berkeley argues, what we experience are sensations, colors, shapes, sounds, tastes, smells, all of which can be altered depending on the circumstances. This kind of alterability or relativity means they are not something stable, but something perceiver dependent. And so with that in mind, Berkeley thought that our best empirical evidence gives us reason to believe that whatever exists does so in a mind or a perceiver. Secondly, Berkeley thought that this wasn't going far enough. We've got to go one step further and accept that there's nothing else that exists beyond that, or else risk falling into skepticism, a philosophical, insurmountable doubt about what really exists and what those things are like. Other empiricists, people working in the same tradition, like Locke, thought that our sensations or ideas are caused by external material objects. But they also seem to accept that we can never immediately or directly know what those objects are like. And this was just too much of a skeptical conclusion for Berkeley. It's for these reasons, I think, that Berkeley felt idealism was amazing, yes, but also obvious. Since idealism is the only way to avoid skepticism, it's simply got to be true.